Good morning, Sudan. The best way to start the day. Great entertainment, reliable information, and the best music. 101 Miraya FM.
Welcome to Prison Special from Radio Maria. It is a program that brings to you human rights abuses in the young nation of South Sudan. Good morning. My name is Rebecca Coleman. In today's program, we shall look at the issues of domestic violence against women in Juba by abusive husbands and by law enforcement agencies. We shall also look at the imprisonment of children in Juba State Prison for petty offences committed. Stay tuned. The issue of domestic violence against women in Juba is getting very serious because a number of incidents recently reported in the media may be the tip of the iceberg. Catherine Martin, a 22-year-old mother of three, was imprisoned with her little baby for killing her husband during a fight. She has remained in custody for the last 2 years without any formal charges against her. Chance Baniko takes up the story.
Ras Kurbi is singing about discouraging violence against women, that women should be cared for, loved and cherished because they are partners. Violence against women in Southern Sudan is a real problem. Most of the cases are either not reported or reported, but apparently no action is taken to punish the perpetrators of such acts. Catherine Martin is a 22-year-old mother of three who was imprisoned with her little baby for killing her husband during a fight. She has remained in custody for 2 years without any formal charges against her. She relates her story.
My abusive husband does not give me rest in the family. He does not have a house. So every day we used to fight. I got fed up and ran to my parents. Again, he followed me and attacked me in our home. That is when my brothers became angry and beat him up properly. I got a stick and hit him on the head. That is when he died. My brothers and I were all arrested and locked in cells since 1st November 2008. There is no formal charge against us.
Members of both state as well as government of Southern Sudan assemblies and some human rights advocates offered the following comments.
Violence against women is spiraling simply because the husband may have paid cows or a big sum of money after the wife. He therefore thinks that the woman is his property and not a partner. That is why he can beat her at a slight problem, not knowing that she has equal rights as much as he does.
This girl has the right to defend herself from her husband's attacks, but she does not have the right to take anybody's life. A woman requires her peace. In the first place, she wants a place to stay in, but there is no house in the first place for her to stay. No food. The man is irresponsible. And on top of this, she is beaten every now and then. This is unacceptable. Death has many causes. Maybe God willed his death in this manner.
Violence against women is deplored by international as well as local rights groups. However, the painful thing about this monster in the South is that it is not reported, meaning many of the abuses go unnoticed.
That was Chance Baniko reporting.
Miraya FM.